When I go to any kind of business conference, mastermind, meetup, anything, I am the only geeked out operations nerd in the room. Give me all the admin, please. And I am not typically dubbed or labeled as a big strategic marketing brain or thinker. Truth of the matter is, I was really, really, really fortunate to be able to get there because of my systems. This is what you need to be able to learn how to take your stuff and market it. Even if you're doing it for someone else, right? If you're trying to help your husband or your kids if they're old enough, or your church or the school because you signed up for it on the PTO, like who knows, you know? Your nonprofit, whatever it is. This is the way that the world works now, and you've got to get these things organized in order for you to have the success that you want when you're showing up, and for it to not be in vain, because your time is valuable. Your time is incredibly valuable.
Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this.
We're about to jump into one of those episodes that is about to truly change the way that you sit down and do work inside of your work block. Now, let me tell you, there's so many different things that we put on that to-do list when we sit down, and that little teeny tiny crack of time where someone's not asking us for something, and to be quite frank, you're probably gonna get a knock on the door when you're trying to finish your to-do list that's never ending. I want you to know that there's a better way for you to manage not only your tasks, but also your time when you sit down to get your work done. Whether you're in network marketing, you're a virtual assistant, you're running your own business, or want to start your own business, or anything in between, I want you to go check out chelseajoe.co/SYB. This is going to show you the four core workflows that you need to go from overwhelmed to organized and actually try and make some progress in your business. If you're writing to-do lists over and over and over again, can't focus on specific tasks and find yourself doing meaningless things, and you know you are wasting so much time, but are still so hungry to be able to provide consistent income for your family, and the disorganization is what's making you lose that precious, precious income and impact in your business, then it's time for you to get my four core workflows in place. Again, please go check out all of the incredible information I have over at chelseajoe.co/SYB. Okay, I have a massive storm rolling in, and like the thunder and lightning is lighting me up. You may get to hear it. You may get to enjoy it with me. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm super excited. Really lit up also about what we're talking about today. I want you to get out a piece of paper because this is so good. Listen, I am obsessed with two things: efficiency and efficacy. So something needs to be efficient and effective, okay? In home and in business, because listen, you may not be running a business right now, but you're doing something else with your time outside of your home and your kids. And if you're not, you want to be. I've not met one woman that does not. She's either doing it with her church, she's doing it with her kids' school, she's doing something, volunteering, she's doing something outside of it. So let's all just agree that there is a great and a grave need for both of these things. And I'm so excited to be bringing you, I'll be really honest, I've shied away from it for a really long time because I don't know why. We don't need to talk about that. You're here for the good stuff. Let's get into it. Point is that I'm super excited. I've got some really great business content, organization for your business, organization for what you do in your work block, because I talk about how to organize and how to be systemized in every block, right? My five blocks all the time. And I skimp and I skate around the ones in your work block, but no more of that. I'm going to make sure that I'm giving you all the good so that you have a very balanced and systematic five blocks in your life. Today, we are super focused on five time savers to create social media content consistently in your business because, let's be real, the amount of time spent on our phones doing social media and air quotes for our work is an actual lie and everybody knows it. You know it. You know it a lot. And there's no hiding that. You don't have to raise your hand. No one can see you and no one can hear your thoughts, but I know what you're thinking. Truth of the matter is you spend way too much time on your phone doing work-related things and it's totally a lie. And I feel that very deeply. I surrounded myself with other business owners and moms who have the same feeling in their life and also don't want to be a slave to their phones. And I just wanted to make sure that I had a system in place early on because I knew it wasn't going to fly for me. And I was like, I got to figure out something. I don't want to just, there's some people that are like, oh, we'll just, you know, throw it out. I won't use social media at all. And that's okay too. I have seasons. That's part of my process of making sure that I keep the addiction in check because it's what it is designed to do. Let's just get that out of the way. If you haven't heard me talk about this on the show before, we're going to talk about it now. Social media is 100% geared to addict you and your children. All screens are. That's the point of it. It's how they make money. And we have to be very, very aware of that. I, however, wanted to make sure that I had a system in place to give me the guardrails that I needed to show up where I wanted, when I wanted, how I wanted, and why I wanted to. And this is a huge part of my life and how I do my business is on social media. It's not the main thing. My podcast and my blog, those are like my main sources, but social media is also a really big place that I spend time. And I know that in the beginning, it was really, really hard for me to try and keep up. And I was constantly trying to figure out, what should I say today? What should I post today? What image should I use? I was spending so much time on it and it was horrible. So we are going, and here's the other thing. I wanted to be consistent too. And that is when you really start ending up feeling like a slave and it takes precedence and then your whole work block is out the window and then you end up trying to do other tasks when your kids are around and you don't want to and it leads to behavioral issues in you and them, in us and them, right? So anyway, let's jump right in because you're about to get a heavy dose of not only inspiration, but you're going to really want to get to work. Grab a pen and paper. We're going to train on some systems right now. How do you feel about that? These are your five time savers so you can create social media consistency. Number one is having a planning schedule. First thing that you need to do to save time is make sure that you create set days and times that work with your life and set them in stone. An example of this is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm posting business content. I'll use me as an example. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I am posting home content. Great. Doesn't matter what it is. I've worked with a kajillion different business owners at this point on organizing their content and their content calendar. And this is how we do this. You must have a set planning schedule. Like, that's it. Okay. The second way to make sure that you are saving time is you're going to write down on your paper purpose. What is the purpose? In order for you to save a massive amount of time, you must have a framework for what you plan to post in that schedule that we just talked about. What is the point? Why are you sharing a picture of your children? Why are you sharing a picture of your shoes? Why are you sharing a picture of your water bottle? Why are you doing said things? Why are you even there? If you are showing up just because you feel like you have to, stop. Stop it right now. You don't have to. You don't have to do it to grow. You don't have to do it at all. Trust me. Now, yes, it's nice to be on social media wherever you are, but you don't have to do it. And you don't have to do it the way everybody else does it either. One of my favorite things is the framework that I set up. And honestly, I create this framework inside of a mind map. It's called MindMeister. mindmeister.com, and you can set up a free account. And I just put my planning schedule, number one and number two, inside of there. And I map out the purpose, I map out the days, and I never have to think about that again. It gives me like this set, like, okay, now I know for the week, I only have to come up with three things for home. And we'll talk about some of the other, like, okay, what do we post in there? That's coming up next, which is number three. The third time saver is an idea bank. You should totally have an idea bank because you get ideas. You're creative. Things come to you while you're driving, in the shower, cooking, cleaning, doing things that are kind of meditative, or just sitting alone in silence if you ever get the chance to do that. That is 100% going to happen, and you need to make sure that you're capturing those and that you have a bank of all your ideas when they randomly pop in your head, and then when you sit down to fill out your planning schedule and your purpose, and you know all of that, then you have all of these ideas ready to just pop in there. You can keep those in a workflow. You can keep them in a map. You could keep them in a spreadsheet. I highly discourage the notes on your iPhone. If that's your go-to quick spot, you need to make it a habit to take them out of there and put them in a workflow or your map maybe, or a spreadsheet, whatever feels really good to you. The fourth time saver is to plan your images. Images and video, both of them. It's such a thing. It's such a thing, and the pressure is so real to be constantly making video content, carousels, posts, pictures, edit them, make them look pretty. Like, it's a whole thing that I don't have time for. But the pressure is there and we all feel it. And I know what I want to look like and how I want to show up on social media, and you probably do too. Now, there's all different kinds of philosophies. There's different strategies. There's different methods for what actually works when you do post it. I'm not getting into that because that's not my lane. I'm not an expert in that. And honestly, I've tried so many different kinds. Truth of the matter is, I just need to know that when I show up to my posting schedule, I know what image or video I'm going to use. And then I'm going to be able to look at that after 3 months and say, did the strategy work? Yes or no? No matter what someone's strategy is that they give me. And this is why I love what I teach so much, because yeah, I've been coached by a lot of people and I continue to get coaching. I continue to be in masterminds. I continue to pour out and get a return on my investment. But every single time I go learn some lofty thing, I have to know how to be consistent with it and implement it. So regardless of what you pick, no matter how often you choose to post, no matter what videos and pictures you think you have to use, you need to understand how to be consistent with it. That's what we're talking about, right? Because it's the like drudgery of like the what, when, I don't know which pictures, that whole thing. So let me tell you what I've done. And I've been doing this for years now. I couldn't afford it in the beginning, and that's okay. We'll talk about what to do if you can't afford this. But I actually use a very specific stock image company, and it is called Elevae, E-L-E-V-A-E Visuals. It used to be called Social Squares, and they changed names, ownership, I'm sure. Elevae Visuals, and I did have that link down in the show notes, and it is amazing. It's absolutely incredible, and there's so many different kinds out there. There's so many different kinds of stock photography. Pick the one that you love, do it. And this also has like B-roll in it too, so you have images that you can use. I'm obsessed. I use it for everything though, and this isn't just for social media. I use it for all of my graphics, for all of my marketing, all across everything. It's one of the best investments I've ever made. And before I could afford it, I would set down every 3 months and I would pull out certain things and I would take pictures of it and then I would edit them in an app on my phone. So if you are not familiar with this, it's just the Lightroom app, and that app is free. But here's the important part. I bought presets already set and ready to go. So it's like a filter that you slap on, but they're professional presets for the Lightroom editing app. You can get them anywhere. Just type it in. You can get them off of Etsy. You can get them anywhere. There's so many different kinds out there that you can get, and you just find one. Mine was like Light and Airy, and that's what I wanted. I went with a company actually called Light and Airy, LNA Photo Presets, and I link that in the show notes too. But honestly, like, you can just get anything, and it makes it super, super easy. to feel good about the pictures that you're using, because that was always insanely time consuming for me. And then here's the cool thing, honestly, when you have all four of these things, it's like slam dunk. You're so ready. But there's one last thing that changes the game for all of it. And it's the fifth time saver. It's like the way that you're going to package this whole thing up and put a bow on it and like forever change your life. And it's to get organized. Dun, dun, dun. How did you know I was going to say that? You need to have an all-in-one content calendar. And this content calendar is one of my four core workflows that you get whenever you come inside of Systemize Your Biz. So if you haven't gone over to chelseajoe.co/SYB yet, you need to, because I have actual video of like little snippets of what each of these workflows look like, what you get inside of them. It's amazing. This content calendar is pre-built and ready for you to plug all of this information in. So your whole entire schedule that you map out, you keep it inside of there, what you're gonna say, your images that you're going to use. You can also keep your idea bank right inside of that workflow. It's unbelievable. Now that I have all of my content in one place, and I don't just have my social media content, and it's not even like, oh, what's going on Instagram? It's literally every channel on Instagram, stories, reels, posts. We've got the blog, we have the podcast, like it's so much more. It's so versatile, and it's intended for you to be able to have this exact same system, these five time savers, and apply that to every single kind of content, long and short form content that you're trying to produce. If you're trying to figure out how to get a blog or YouTube or a podcast up and running, or you're trying to figure out how to make consistent content anywhere, even if it's just your email list, you need a content calendar. You need a planning schedule. You need to know the purpose. You need an idea bank, and you need to plan your images. No matter what kind of content you're creating, it's not just social media, it's all of it. So be blessed. And you're welcome. Just kidding. I just pretended like you said thank you, but you did not. But you will thank me. I promise you will thank me if you take this and you go put this into your life. It will change the way you show up to your content. And I can't tell you how many people I hear say, I'm terrible at marketing myself. You guys, I am an organizational queen. When I go to any kind of business conference, mastermind, meetup, anything, I am the only geeked out operations nerd in the room. Give me all the admin, please. And I am not typically dubbed or labeled as a big strategic marketing brain or thinker. Truth of the matter is, I was really, really, really fortunate to be able to get there because of my systems. This is what you need to be able to learn how to take your stuff and market it. Even if you're doing it for someone else, right? If you're trying to help your husband or your kids if they're old enough, or your church or the school because you signed up for it on the PTO, like who knows, you know? Your nonprofit, whatever it is. This is the way that the world works now, and you've got to get these things organized in order for you to have the success that you want when you're showing up, and for it to not be in vain, because your time is valuable. Your time is incredibly valuable. I highly encourage you to check out some of the links in the show notes, especially go over and check out what would it look like to have this content calendar in place in your business, let alone the other three incredible core workflows that you would get and that come with it when you hop inside of Systemize Your Biz. Okay, I can't wait for you to go get to work on this, and I also can't wait to come back here and hang out with you on the very next episode of the Systemize Your Life podcast.
Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, "Hey girl, let's do this together." Text this episode to your best friend, or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.